Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We thank your audience for tuning in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, in Atlanta at 106 Live Radio, and especially, of course, through our good friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you could be with us as well. Eric Guzman is making his first appearance on our program today. He's the author of a book that is really fascinating, and I hope will actually motivate and inspire all of you. It's called The Seed. We're going to talk to Eric not only about the book, but also how the seed was planted in him to be able to share this story and what it's been like for him to look at the power of hope and, of course, faith when it comes to looking at the challenges that we all face in life. If you're just hearing about the book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Eric, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was saying to you before we went on here, I really enjoyed this story because I think, you know, we all know what it's like for us to be at a low point or feel lost. And for one thing, to know that we're not going through this world by ourselves is definitely comforting. But also to know that there is hope for us is definitely something that we can all be able to push forward towards. What has it been like for you to share that and more in this story?
Well, it's been really encouraging to hear people respond to the book and say, you know, I hope this is true because I can then encourage them and say, you know, it is. It's a true story. You know, the book is titled The Seed, A True Myth. And it's something that reflects my own journey. I call it a mythic spiritual memoir. But I think in presenting it in a way that's a fantasy story, people can see themselves in it. They're not just reading my story, they're reading their story. And they can see that we're really living the same story, and I like to say that that story is love's story. So it's really right. Great to see people respond with hope.
Yeah, and love is actually really a character in the book. One of the things that really struck me, one of the conversations that takes place is between love and the character that we meet in the book, Raven Eric, and there's this great thing about the choice. You know, and I think the leap, and that's one of the things that the Raven realizes, you know, the importance of being able to choose life. And that is, I think, a sobering thing for all of us to think about. There really is a choice. We can choose something better. What has that choice done for you? How has knowing that this is not all there is, how has that helped you in life?
Well, it frees me up. You know, it frees me up to, and I know this sounds weird, but, you know, it frees me up to suffer, to look at the pain of my past, the pain of my present, and, you know, to know that it's not all pointless, that there's something of it that will be redeemed. And so that sets me free to not run away from the pain. And I think so much of, you know, in my life, so many of the problems I have come from trying to protect myself from pain. And as I see in other people's lives, they run and run, and whether that's in addiction or just, you know, entertainment and kind of checking out, all the ways that we try to ignore the darkness in our lives,
right.
That it actually traps us. And when you can look at it and see it in a different light, then it, you know, it sets you free to really live and not be so burdened by the walls that we build to protect ourselves. And it sets us free, you know, into a life of faith and trust in love.
Right. And that trust, I think, is so difficult for so many people, Eric, especially those who are coming out of broken experiences in this world and, you know, and have had that trust betrayed in so many different ways. How did you know that storytelling was going to be one of the ways that you could be able to share messages like that? When did you first realize that gift?
Well, I think it's the way that we communicate now, and it's you tell a good story, and whatever your worldview is, if it's a good story, you know, people will hear it and enter into it. And I think story has a way of impacting not just our minds but our hearts, and it gets us to to experience something rather than look at it analytically from the outside. You know, you enter into it. And that's what I really wanted the reader to be able to do, was to enter into the story rather than analyze some propositions, you know, some faith propositions, because those are so easily dismissed. There's so many misunderstandings that people have, you know, around the issues of faith, so much arguing, so much fighting. I wanted to try to diffuse all that and try to get people to lower their barriers by just enjoying a good read.
Right. And you've definitely been able to do that. I think the other good thing, I mentioned Raven and Love earlier, and there is a time when Love tells Raven to take the seed. And, when, of course, the way that Raven responds initially is how awful it is, but then that changes. I think that is the other thing, is that a lot of times when we look at situations, and that's why I thought it was interesting what you said, Eric, about, you know, about the different situations that you've been able to be helped in, including suffering, how you realize that even that can have a good... I think the other thing that we were able to see in the seat, though, is the importance of you know, even though we might want to protect ourselves, the importance of not being able to keep others out who may be able to help us, to inspire us and motivate us. We see that important in the characters you introduce us to. How important has that been for you, Eric, to surround yourself with people who can be a not only a source of strength, but also to be there to encourage you and that you can encourage as well?
Well, it's really hard to get to that place to trust others, especially when you've been hurt in the past, whether it's, you know, in your family or in relationships. It's you know, you put those walls up to protect yourself, and over time you do find yourself isolated and, like Raven in the book, going nuts in that isolation. So it's really hard to get to that place. I think you only get there by experiencing all the negative consequences of the choices that you've made. And then when you enter into that weakness, it's almost like, you know, there's no other choice. So it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to have your walls and your barriers, you know, broken down around you, especially when you think that they're going to be your salvation. But so what it's like, you know, to trust other people is scary. To trust love is scary, but when you do, you find that you're walking in a way that there's not a whole lot of certainty. You don't know what's going to come next. There's nobody that can give you a three-four step program for walking this life of faith. But it's something that you have to trust on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis. And when you find other people that they've suffered like you, they've gone through this experience of having their walls broken down, and they know that they just can't hack it, you know, they've kind of embraced their weakness. When you find those other people that you can journey along with, well, then that's life-giving. And you can't do it alone, but, you know, you can't. Also, you really can't get there without going through some real difficulty, and that's the right. That's the challenge of it. Nobody wants suffering in their lives, but I think that suffering can be a gift to open us up to our real neediness for love for each other.
Yeah, I think that is so true, and I think the other thing is, of course, the unknown, and we're going to talk more about that as we delve a little bit more into the seed. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, he's on the radio side or online, Eric Guzman is our guest for this segment. He's the author of the new book, The Seed. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But we were talking to him not only about what it's been like for him to have shared this story, but also what it's been like for him to have taken his own journey of faith as well. You know, one of the great things about writing a book like this, Eric, is that, of course, the responses have come in. There are great blurbs, you know, on the back of the book, you know, from some of your fellow authors. What is it like for you just to hear from readers, though, about how this book has motivated them and what it's done for them and being able to really take this story in?
Well, it makes me feel like I'm not so alone, and that's so important, because what you read in the book of these characters who have isolated themselves, you know, that's my story. And when you hear that that's other people's story too, then you, knowing that you're not alone makes all the difference in the world. So that's a great side effect of putting out something like this that is so personal and really scary to be as vulnerable as I was in this book. You know, to hear other people say, "You too," and then to know that you know, I'm not an isolated individual. I'm actually part of something bigger. I'm part of God's story, and I'm in that story with others.
Right. You know, Eric, when I was reading the book, there was Psalm 23 kept coming through my mind, because every time I would see the word shadow, I thought about Psalm 23 and of course what it reminds us that, you know, even though we're walking through the shadow of death, you know, not fearing any evil. You know, to lose fear in anything is not easy. How important has it been for you to realize that in order to be able to not be afraid, the importance of building up that faith? Because even for the individuals we meet in the seed, you know, there is a one time where, you know, love is whispering about what not to do, and still, you know, there are choices. We all have free will, so we make choices sometimes that are not the best. But how has that helped you in being able to realize that by growing your faith, that will be able to help diminish the fear?
Well, it's perfect love that casts out fear. And that love can only be experienced when you know that you don't deserve it. I mean, love in response to our goodness or our effort, you know, really isn't love, it's reward. We only see love, you know, when it's offered to those that have rejected it, to rejected God's love. But to have him then love you anyway is something that really does cast out fear. There's nothing that I can do that can shake that love. There's no suffering that I can go through that or something that I could do wrong in my life that would get him to reject me. And so often I think people of faith, they think, well, you know, I have to have the right formula. You know, I have to exercise faith, these faith principles. And if I do these things and I have faith, well, then God's going to reward me with some blessings. And that can become a real burden over time, especially when you suffer. Because then you can think, wait, you know, did I not have enough faith? And what hope is there for me now, you know, if I just couldn't muster up all that faith, you know, to be rewarded with God's blessings? And but when you hear that, you know, love comes to the unlovely, that he's faithful when we have no faith, you know, that when you encounter the difficulty, then you're not feeling cast off or like you don't measure up. It's actually an opportunity for you to once again trust in love, to trust that his goodness is going to redeem all the worst things in our lives, even those things that we do to separate ourselves from God and from each other, that he would use it all and redeem it. You know, so it's about that love casting out the fear. But, you know, at the same time, too, we never overcome to where the fear is gone. I mean, I woke up this morning, and I wake up like this often, really anxious and filled with anxiety. How am I going to, you know, do my radio show today and perform in a way that's going to be acceptable? How am I going to, you know, get on the radio with you and do a good job talking about my book and, you know, meet all these challenges? And life is scary, but then you have to remind yourself, you have to speak the truth to yourself again, that, you know, I am not the sum total of my choices and my performance. I'm not the hero of my own story, and that's what I wanted to show in the book too. You know, it's like I'm not the hero of my own story. There's another hero who is working all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You know, so that's something that when the fear comes, you can speak those truths to yourself, and then, you know, get up and go walk on water.
Right.
Go do the impossible.
And I think that's the great thing, and I'm so glad you said that, Eric, because I think that's the thing, that it's not just limited to a few, that all of us, if we're willing to tap into it, all of us can do that. And that's what I think the characters in The Seed show us, and that is what I know that we have all been able to glean for ourselves, remembering that, that God is love. And so, and we're never going through any of this alone if we're willing, again, to open ourselves up to it and really to surrender. I think that's the other thing about this, you know, realizing that, okay, you don't have the answers. And so you have to be able to surrender to the one that does. And I think that is the thing for us all to be able to realize, and realizing that once that seed is accepted, you know, what can really blossom from it. And that's what you've been able to experience for sure. Again, everyone, Eric Guston has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Eric. The Seed is the title of the new book. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. And, Eric, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, I blog at keylife.org. And you can go to the author's link at the top right of the page and then find me there and see my writing. And that's probably the best way to stay in touch with me. Also on social media, Eric Guston. And you can look for me on Twitter and on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page, The Merry Monk of Love. So that might be a good way.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to have you back on.
Thanks so much, Cyrus.
Okay, thank you for the time. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.